Today is May 18th, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. Laundries tell with business of city growth. That Hoquiam is rapidly growing and that a large number of newcomers are arriving each month is clearly demonstrated by the fact that local laundries have found it necessary to enlarge their plants and add to their equipment. R.D. Milbrad, manager of the Hoquiam Steam Laundry, has built a new addition to his establishment, which includes office rooms, marking room, and distributing room. Besides these improvements, additional ground has been purchased and a 5-car garage built to house the laundry delivery conveyances. 2 new carriers have been purchased, and the Hoquiam Steam Laundry is now the largest in Grays Harbor County. To take care of our business, which has multiplied about 25% in the last 90 days, we have had to engage 10 new employees and add 2 people to our extra staff, Mr. Milbrad added. The New Method Laundry has increased its staff and purchased new machinery, and Reliable Hand Laundry reports a growing business. It is the newest of the city's laundry. Hoquiam laundries are also benefiting from the settlement of ranchers about the west of Hoquiam and the additional logging camps now working timber west and north of the city. In other news, city records in constant danger of being lost. Public records of the city of Hoquiam, which could not be replaced at any cost, are constantly in danger of fire or theft and will remain so until a city hall is built, Mayor H.R. Fisher told members of the Hoquiam Rotary Club at its luncheon in Community Hall yesterday. The efficient administration of city affairs is hampered in many ways by the crowded quarters in the basement of the public library, which now serves as a commission chamber, city clerk's office, and engineer's quarters. The city must face the problem of building a city hall in the near future. The speech was part of a program arranged by the Public Affairs Committee, of which Frank H. Lamb is chairman. Mr. Lamb distributed questionnaires to be filled out by the members to show in what degree the members participated in the public, business, religious, and fraternal life of the community. It was announced B.H. Rice of the Columbia Basin Irrigation League would address the club Thursday, May 31st. Selections by Bert Pearson, played with a couple of sticks of kindling on common kitchen utensils, featured the entertainment program. In other news, bids are open for hotel work. With financial support and preliminary details complete for the new hotel to be erected on the corner of Heron and K Streets, E.A. Mork, manager of the Washington Hotel, announced that bids for the general construction were open today and that work on the new hotel will start immediately. In other news, streetcar nearly derailed by wood. When an Aberdeen-bound Cosmopolis streetcar smashed into a piece of stove wood that had fallen on the track near the western approach of Heron Street Bridge today, prompt action of motorman R.J. Richards averted a serious accident. The operator brought the swiftly moving streetcar to a halt within a few feet of the edge of the approach. Only one passenger was in the car at the time of the accident. And finally, largest senior class to leave Aberdeen High. Preparations for graduation exercises of Aberdeen High School, which will have been underway for the last 2 weeks, neared completion today. Dates and participators in the several activities which will mark the passing of the largest senior class in the history of the local institution have been selected. It was announced by Principal H.E. Holmquist. Professor A.E. Roberts, president-elect of the new Centralia Normal School, will deliver the commencement address on Friday, June 8th. And Reverend R.C. Hartley of Aberdeen will preach the baccalaureate sermon at the Methodist Episcopal Church on Sunday, June 3rd. The senior dance will be given Friday night in Moose Hall. Class night will be held June 7th. This was originally printed in the Grays Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 18, 1923. After 3 months of further restoration work inside our 1924 mansion, the Pulse Museum is pleased to announce we are again open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. We're also excited to announce the long-awaited return of our popular Red Car Raffle, with this year's grand prize a 2023 Hot Pepper Red Big Bend Edition Ford Bronco Sport. We've shaken things up with this year's raffle and are now limiting total ticket sales to just 1,000 and have an additional $4,000 cash prizes to give away. Stop in at the museum or visit PulseMuseum.org for more details. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Pulsen, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulsen Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.